This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Health News Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Jeff Nelkin, a food safety expert who improves food safety awareness through inspection and customized quality training programs. Jeff, certainly a privilege to have you with us on eHealth Radio this morning.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So first of all, what exactly does a food safety coach inspector do?
Well, I work with a lot of restaurants and hotels and casinos, and I go in on a periodic basis and go through the operation and identify any issues that potentially could result in people becoming ill, as well as identifying, behavior that can contribute to problems, and then also kind of like a pre-health department inspection, but also doing education and training while I'm doing the inspection, which makes us a little bit unique.
Now, I understand there has been some outbreaks of what is called a norovirus. What is a norovirus and what are the symptoms?
Well, the norovirus, just to give you a little historical perspective, was identified in 1972, and it was a result of, in 68, some outbreak of gastroenteritis issues in Norwalk, Ohio, and that's where it got the original label of Norwalk virus. And this was identified by a doctor, Kapikian, and the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. So that was the first time we kind of got it identified. And it's a virus that has, about 40 relatives, and it's quite small, and it just takes one drop or so, and, we have issues. And those issues, as you were asking, are, symptoms that usually include vomiting, diarrhea, stomach cramping, and some of the less common symptoms might include low-grade fever, chills, headache, and muscle aches. And these symptoms usually occur within 10 to 12 hours of exposure and can go as far as 1 to 2 days. So you can see that when issues happen, it takes a little time to get your arms around these kind of situations.
So how long does the virus last when someone does get contagious from that?
Usually 2 to 3 days, are the symptoms, and, there aren't any, antibiotics or, shots to be taken. So it's just something that works its way through your system. And the most important part is, of course, not to become dehydrated, during this process.
And also, how is the virus spread?
Most of the time, about, I would say now a little bit about 50-51% of, diarrheal situation is now norovirus related. So it's kind of in first position. And many times, from what we've identified so far, are kind of poor hand washing procedures in the kitchen, people leaving the bathrooms, not washing their hands adequately or at all. We've also had situations where seafood that has come from contaminated waters has been a source. We've had situations in long-term care facilities. There's a high percentage, with the compromised immune system situation of people. So we have that kind of environment that is conducive to, norovirus uptake, and you've heard a lot publicity-wise about, the ships, that are going out to sea, and all of a sudden hundreds of people, come down with these gastrointestinal issues known as norovirus.
Today we are with Jeff Nelkin, a food safety expert who improves food safety awareness through inspection and customized quality training programs here on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Jeff, what should one do if they have the symptoms?
Well, the first thing is, of course, not to be involved in food preparation, and especially if it's at home with your family, avoid food preparation as much as possible. And again, washing hands is very critical to not spreading the norovirus. And, you know, you shouldn't be eating food or drinking beverages that were contaminated by a person that does have norovirus. It's an airborne situation, so many times, you know, in restaurants where somebody may vomit, either, you know, in the front of the house or in the back of the house, we're talking about many restaurants don't even have procedures on how to isolate and neutralize, you know, this situation that could roll over into a norovirus episode.
And how can we prevent norovirus infections?
Well, I would say at home to make sure that people that are doing food preparation, that they're not ill, that they wash their hands, they sanitize their, you know, cutting boards and their sinks, and they make sure that, you know, they don't have any animals, pets, you know, walking around on any of the food preparation surfaces. And making sure that, you know, the restrooms, the bathrooms are maintained properly. Because norovirus is something that when you have frequent contact with, so it could be your computer board, it, you know, it could be many situations that you have, you know, doorknobs. So once the norovirus is there, it kind of like hangs on and can hang on for about 2 weeks on surfaces.
Wow. And lastly, how does a restaurant combat the virus?
Well, I would say the first thing is to have a policy about handling what they call, you know, vomiting or bodily fluids. Like I told you, easily 60-70% of the places that I see don't have any preparation for this. They just, you know, call somebody from the kitchen and then have them, you know, sweep it up or mop it up, which may be the worst situation, because basically what you're doing is now spreading the virus all around your facility. So it's really to have a protocol, and for those restaurants that are interested in that protocol, I'll be happy to put one together for them if they, you know, reach out to me. Training somebody, having a, what they call a spill kit, in other words, being prepared for such an episode, having the right items, you know, which I call spill kit, you know, to absorb it, to sweep it up, to have special gloves, goggles, you know, so that you are basically dealing with something that can be spread very easily. So you really have to be trained how to properly, you know, pick up, you know, body fluids. Could happen in the bathroom, could happen, you know, where you're changing the baby, any possibilities, people in the kitchen. So we really need to pay attention to the well-being of the people in the kitchens, because in a lot of restaurants, they don't have a policy, you know, like a sick policy. So people are desperately trying to work and, you know, they don't want to lose their jobs. But in the meantime, if they have, you know, symptoms of diarrhea, vomiting, they shouldn't be in the kitchen working. And that's one of the causes, you know, that we have to identify and work with restaurants to put a policy together and make sure that we don't have sick people preparing food.
Yeah, most certainly. Before you go, how can people get more informed about food safety and also be in touch with you as well?
They can reach me. My website is foodsafetycoach.com. I also work with a group called FIG, so that they deal with crisis management as well. But the best way to get a hold of me would be through foodsafetycoach.com, and I'll be very happy to answer any questions, you know, that anyone might have after this piece is released.
And in conclusion, any closing thoughts or takeaways for the listeners on the topic that we have been covering today?
I think that, you know, we need to pay attention, especially to the compromised immune population, and especially for those of us, you know, that go and visit, you know, in long-term care facilities. You know, just be aware of what's going on around us. Remember that, you know, the best thing to do is to be prepared if you have a scenario like this, that you have some bleach, and because bleach is really the best disinfectant for norovirus. And it's very important, by the way, when you do use bleach, to use a closed bottle of bleach, because many times people have bottles of bleach that are lying around for long periods of time and the bleach becomes weak. So we always recommend a closed bottle of bleach so that it's at maximum strength, and then to follow, you know, the appropriate guidelines, you know, to put a solution together to deactivate the norovirus.
Jeff, certainly has been insightful, very informative. Certainly appreciate your taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio.
I look forward to speaking with you soon.
You bet. We've been speaking with Jeff Nelken, a food safety expert who improves food safety awareness through inspection and customized quality training programs. And the website of reference is foodsafetycoach.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.